Donegal, we're entering into an orange weather warning period for one effectively from midnight tonight. And that runs right through until tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. But in the midst of that orange warning, our area escalates to red, currently expected between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then after the conclusion of the orange period tomorrow afternoon, we then go into a yellow period until 11 p.m. on Friday night. So to summarise all of that, effectively tomorrow from midnight tonight right through until effectively midnight tomorrow night, Donegal will be experiencing a sustained period of exceptionally strong winds. The impact of that, I suppose, realistically, is that the expectation is that there will be substantial damage as a result of that. The Met Aran forecasters are indicating that they are currently seeing unprecedented levels of wind offshore, and they expect there to be substantial impacts when that does come onshore, moving from the south and southwest from early hours of tomorrow until it traverses over the northwestern coast of Ireland tomorrow afternoon, with its worst effects. We have been preparing as a local authority with our emergency response partners to prepare for it, both internally in the context of our own staffing, but also, I suppose, in an advisory capacity to the general public as well. The one word of caution I think that I would have is that whilst we're well used to bad weather and windy weather in the northwest of Ireland, this does appear to be an exceptionally strong event, perhaps one that we haven't seen in living memory. That's the advice that we're getting. So the very strong advice that we are giving to everyone is that, particularly during the red period, do not travel under any circumstances. Stay in place during the red warning period, which is effectively from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Donegal. Be exceptionally cautious either side of that, effectively from midnight tonight until 4 p.m. tomorrow morning, and give due consideration as to whether you need to travel during that time at all, because orange warnings as well are exceptionally dangerous as well. And there is a risk, obviously, on the back of the very strong winds, that we'll see a lot of trees down. We may see fallen electricity wires. We may see a lot of debris on the ground as well. So just be really, really, really mindful as to whether you need to travel anywhere during effectively the 24 hours of Friday tomorrow, based upon the forecast that we actually have. The final point that I'd like to make as well is that there's a very strong forecast for high coastal surges. Again, very, very strong, particularly in the Donegal Bay area, where it's forecast of a surge of 1.75 metres based upon some advice that we got this morning. That alongside high tide could see overlapping of waves, substantial storm surges, and on the back of the very heavy ones, what's known as tidal lock, effectively at high tide time, the level of the water will be higher for an extended period of time than normally would be the case. So the advice for anyone, particularly in the coastal areas, is stay away from the coastal areas. Do not go near the sea because of the risks that are associated with it. The key issue from our perspective is we want to make sure that everyone comes out the far end of this event safe and sound. We don't want people injured or worse. And in order to do that, people do need to heed the warnings that are there for what appears to be, based upon the advice that we're getting, a potentially unprecedented level of storm over the Friday period.